Donal McNally, a specialist in biomechanics at the University of Nottingham in Britain, says that an ideal helmet would make the best use of the space between shell and head, adjusting its stiffness depending on the speed of impact. The RAT design does just that. However, its success will depend on whether the shear thickening material can be engineered to have the correct stiffness for both slow and fast impacts. Dr. McNally notes that the suspension will require some clever design because the tethers respond only to tension, not compression, making it hard to cope with impacts from all directions. Dr. Wetzel's priority at the moment is getting industry to share his excitement about the new technology. Firms selling to civilian customers generally work faster than people on the military side of things, he says, and if consumer applications take off, that will generate a manufacturing and design base which can support military ones. To this end, his team has retrofitted an American football helmet with RAT suspension. Head protection is a huge and increasing concern in gridiron football. There has been a dramatic fall-off in the number of youngsters taking up the sport because of worries about head injuries. Improved protection might help change that. An independent laboratory tested the helmet and, in the most taxing test, found that it reduced the severity index, a measure of the likelihood of a wearer suffering brain injury, from 393 for the helmet's standard version to 190. One of the laboratory's operators said he had never seen a result of less than 200 on the test concerned. Nor are helmets the only possible application for RATs. Dr. Wetzel and his team have already tested them as chin straps to hold helmets in place and as straps for pairs of goggles. RAT-based straps could eventually be used for everything from hikers' backpacks to babies' pushchairs. Whether they will have applications in ships' RAT lines remains to be seen.